I saw Penny today. So close.
Investors hate the thought of penny stocks, but love the idea of low-price stocks.
Those shares are worth quite a bit of money.
Penny Pro Jeff Williams and his team of experts find investment ideas that bring the two together, taking a fundamental and technical approach to ultra-low-price stocks to find trades, moves, and investments.
Well, don't give away too much.
So pay attention and give a thought to your pennies here on Money Life.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
And you'll learn how to make those small investments add up.
Yes, you will. And Jeff Williams is here. He is lead trader at pennypro.com. And that, of course, is part of the Raging Bull community. So you can get your information at pennypro.com. You can get it at ragingbull.com. And Jeff is on Twitter. He's at the Penny Pro. But right now he's here. Jeff Williams, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, sir. I'm glad to be here today.
I am too, because, well, we're talking about something that I think everybody's interested in, that I know you are interested in, but I'm really curious about why you're not trading it. So what we're talking about here is Bitcoin. Back in August, you and I were talking about First Bitcoin Capital Corporation, which wound up making this enormous move, turned out to be a great trade for you, then turned out to have trading halted and everything else. But lots of people are enamored with Bitcoin. How come you're not finding anything that you can trade among the Bitcoin-oriented stocks?
That's a good question, Chuck. It kind of goes back to what you were saying a moment ago. You know, back in August, we were watching Bitcoin trade around $3,000, give or take. It was pretty volatile at that time. And these trades were running 20, 30, 40% in a single day. It was great trading back then. Now we fast forward to November, and we're talking about Bitcoin being double what it was before. Yet these stocks, some of them have lost 50% or more, and they're just not moving. So I don't know what the exact correlation is here, but for some reason, we're just not seeing this volatility like we saw back in August. So for me, even though Bitcoin's super hot and everyone's talking about it in the chat rooms and they're really excited about the price going higher, the stocks are not following suit. So I'm just kind of waiting for that consolidation to end on some of these charts, and maybe they start picking up later. I don't know, but for right now, they're just not having the volatility for me that I want to jump in these trades.
I don't even understand that statement, Jeff. Bitcoin, the most volatile of currencies, commodities, whatever the heck you want to call it, and yet you don't have the volatility you are looking to see. Does that mean that you have to have volatility in both directions to make it tradable, and everything has just been all rushing in one direction or the other? How can you not have necessary volatility in low value stocks in something that has this much news going around it?
That's a great question. I really don't know. You know, what I've seen recently is people, they're kind of day trading these stocks. From what I've noticed, if Bitcoin gaps up, so Bitcoin maybe closes at $5,000 during today's trading session, then tomorrow morning it opens up at $5,500. So we see a $500 increase in price. A couple of Bitcoins have been up, you know, 5 or 6% in the morning, but then they seem to sell off as profit takers take the profit quickly. And again, I just don't understand, because we're definitely getting that big run. We're seeing volatility. And like you said, you would assume that with the volatility in Bitcoin, we'd have the upward momentum in these stocks. But I'm not sure. Maybe people just fear that it's just so high price right now that maybe it's just going to come crashing down. But we're just not seeing sustained holds there in some of these small price Bitcoin plays.
How does this compare to action that we saw earlier in marijuana stocks? Pot stocks have gotten tons and tons of interest, especially in the penny stock realm. That's where a lot of these new little companies were coming up, etc. How does this compare? Did we have a period in the evolution of pot stocks where, hey, you could see the idea and everybody had interest, but no, we couldn't get the tradable trends?
That's a great point. I have talked about that with traders in our chat rooms, is that the story always seems to be the best when it first comes out. You know, Bitcoin had that first big move back in October when it was really starting to get hot, and everybody piled in, just like they did on the pot stocks right before the elections. I mean, these stocks soared 200, 300, 400, 500%. And now, you know, pot is still, it's very attractive. It's getting positive news. It's talking about how it's going to have record revenues and everything. But those stocks, just like the Bitcoin stocks, are just not seeming to be running right now. I just don't think that people have the interest in them like they did the very first time. I do think, however, they will come back around, because after a period of time, You know, people kind of forget him for a little while, and then maybe something big, I don't know what that is yet, something big comes back around and people will jump back in these plays, but it's definitely not happening at the moment.
One of the stocks that you talked about was BITCF, the first Bitcoin capital that we talked about actually at one point on this show back in August. Trading was halted on that stock for a time. And as that was happening, that stock cratered. Do you believe that that kind of potential news, the idea that regulators are looking here and that they're perhaps saying, hey, if anything goes a little crazy, we're ready to step in, is that having any impact on the market?
I think that could. It's a definite possibility because we get these stocks that are still somewhat really unknown to everybody in these currencies and pot and whatnot. And there's a lot of question marks going into these news pieces if they're really real or the revenue's real. So I think maybe that could be the contributing factor here, that even though Bitcoin is skyrocketing, people are just hesitant to really hold on because they're fearing that maybe their overnight play could lose 50, 60% a day like we saw on that stock that you mentioned.
Yeah, the stock, by the way, that was BITCF, First Bitcoin Capital, and it's now back in the 50-cent range after having had trading that was halted in September. Last question here. You always tell us that a true penny stock, it doesn't make a difference if it's actually trading for pennies or if it's simply a low price stock trading at a couple of bucks, that the chart always speaks, that the chart works and the chart speaks. In the case of the Bitcoin stocks, is there anything that you're going to be looking for in charts that you're not seeing now that would tell you that, hey, this is an actual reversal play? Because after all, as you've been saying, the price has been coming down. Is there something that you have to see that's going to tell you time to get back in on Bitcoin stocks?
I thumbed through a couple of them recently, and without naming any tickers because I don't have them off the top of my head, one of the patterns that I did notice is a lot of these Bitcoin trades are trading just underneath their 50-day moving average line. That's kind of a medium-term trend line I think a lot of people tend to watch. So for me, the possibility of getting back over that 50 moving average line, if Bitcoin, again, is still moving in the direction we think it's going to move, which I think it'll move higher, if we get that break of the 50-day moving average line on some of these Bitcoin plays, I think that might be the spot where I say, okay, you know, we're starting to trend back over a medium-term trend. Let's start jumping in these trades for probably, again, just day trades at the moment.
Yeah. But for right now, not even day trading on Bitcoin. Not worth the pennies or, more importantly, the dollars that you would put into it. Really interesting, Jeff. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds great, Chuck. I appreciate it.
Jeff Williams is the lead trader at PennyPro.com. On Twitter, he is at ThePennyPro because he is the Penny Pro. But it's PennyPro.com. He's part of the RagingBull.com community. For more information, go check out RagingBull.com and, of course, on Twitter at RagingBull. All right, we are headed for home on the November 2nd edition of Money Life. That means the market call is next. Manny Weintraub from Integra Asset Management will be here talking stocks when Money Life returns right after this message.